This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you bets. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, indeed it is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, it's great to be here with you today on the BetQL Network. Every game, Game 7, no hot take BS. We bring you the bets. We bring you the sports. On the Odyssey app, simulcast by our friends at Stadium up until 6 o'clock Eastern Time. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Twitch.tv/BetQL. And heard on radio stations across this great country of ours, including satellite radio, Sirius 160, XM 205. Ken and I here. We're bringing you the wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Giving BetMGM a workout on the NFL draft with a lot of these prop bets that have been put in. It's been absolutely awesome. So shout out to the king of sportsbooks. And it is a wonderful Wednesday, April 24th in the year of our Lord, 2024. We are, 27 hours away right now from the start of the NFL draft.
Not commercial free, though. Not 27 hours of commercial free talk. No. A lot of commercials.
No.
A lot of breaks.
Yeah. There are commercials before the draft starts.
Yeah,
Shaquille just Alexander, Wrench at Holmgren. Sing 90s R&B. The show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. In Detroit, Caleb Williams with his blue nail polish steps up to the podium to be number one pick of the Chicago Bears. The show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram at The Kostos. Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. He's on Twitter, on X, at Lockie Lockerson. And on this wonderful Wednesday, two tremendous guests are coming your way. One of our absolute favorites when it comes to betting the NFL draft, the great Anthony Amico from Establish the Run. Taught Tyler in high school. Anthony Amico joins us on the show today to give us his latest and last mock draft before the NFL draft tomorrow and the bets that he feels most confident in. He is tracking this stuff, literally 24/7. I'm going to have my daughter soon, and I'm not going to sleep a lot. I feel like Amico sleeps less than I will when I have a kid because the NFL draft is coming up.
He had a
grind
child.
In the NFL
it
draft.
Jaden Daniels to not go second. That's the child that he had. He's looking after that child very carefully right now, manicuring it, taking care of it. It's a big deal. Very responsible.
So Amico coming up a little later in the show, and we'll get bets for the NBA tonight, and we will talk the NBA postseason with our good buddy Matt Moore from the Action Network and the Buckets podcast. Matt Moore joins us coming up next hour on the show. Plus, Badass Betting Breakdown is on the way from last night. We will hit you with all the NBA, including the heroics from Luka Doncic down the stretch as the Dallas Mavericks beat the LA Clippers, tie that series up at a game apiece. We will give you all the information and all the breakdown from last night in the National Hockey League, including whatever the hell Connor Hellebuck was doing for the Winnipeg Jets. All the NHL breakdown, all the NBA breakdown, from hashtag the betting perspective, coming up soon here on the show. Also, we're one day away from the NFL draft, so obviously a lot of NFL draft coming up over the course of the show today. We have seen some markets move. We have seen a lot of stuff get bet. New information is starting to trickle out. We will report said information to you. It does not mean that said information is a lock to happen, but a lot of it is very interesting, and we will talk about it as we move along today and can tell you that a lot of it centers around Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Like, this honestly, he could go in the fourth round, and I think after it's over, we would still call this the J.J. McCarthy draft. No matter what happens, he's been the biggest story, at least in betting circles, of this NFL draft, period. We will have a social segment later in the show. YouTube, Twitch, we'll tweet some stuff out as well from You Better You Bet, from my account at The Costos. We'll ask you what your favorite board game is, and we'll tell you why we're doing that, and we will do that later in the show. I'm excited to hear people's reactions, so we'll pump that up a little bit later in the show. We'll do that literally in the final segment of today's program. In the Power Hour, which is the final hour, we will give you all our bets coming up for tonight. We are locked and loaded. Wonderful Wednesday. One day away from the NFL draft. Ken Barkley, how you dern?
Oh, yeah. Dern great, I guess, would be the right answer to that question. Yeah, I mean, we can do NFL draft pretty early on, I feel like, because we're both just so fired up about it. Even if we haven't bet a ton, but we've started betting. I had somebody reach out and be like, can you guys just go over what your bets are? Because I'm sure it's really confusing if you've listened the last couple of days. Like, I don't get what the bets are, because for me, there were zero so far. I did bet a couple things today, and we've dipped the toe in a little bit. I moved to market. How many people can say they did that? Anybody who bets this, apparently, you could say that you moved to market. So that's pretty fun. We can talk about that too. But yeah, we can talk about last night. I have a couple NBA things I think are interesting. Our betting night, which I guess would be like most aptly described as a mixed bag, which typically is what will happen here. NBA playoffs, hockey playoffs, at least for NBA, good Dallas, terrible Phoenix, and it's exactly for the reason that I was worried, which is Grayson Allen gets hurt and doesn't return the rest of the game, and find ourselves kind of probably back where we started in a lot of ways. And shout out to the Florida Panthers. We'll probably talk about them too.
Oh man, I almost kind of want to start there. I guess, you know, the Knicks Sixers game the other night, and Ken is in some Twitter DM chats with like the people that bet and like people in the media that bet, and I am also, and just getting really, really funny messages from people about J.J. McCarthy right now, including one from our friend Anthony Amico, who will join us later in the show, which I can't say on the air, but made me laugh really hard. And I feel like I had to laugh for a few seconds because it's great.
A rumor so good, it made an offshore make a market for it. That's how good the rumor was.
Ridiculous. So maybe we'll get to that coming up soon here. But yeah. I want to start with this, and we'll get to NBA in a second, and I know it's what getting you and I are over the grand scheme of the postseason, more into the NBA, but maybe right now a little bit more into the NHL. First round of the hockey playoffs is always great. Knicks Sixers, Lakers Nuggets the other night was such like a sensational doubleheader. Both games were awesome. The endings of both games were majestic. Like, it was really, really enjoyable. So with that said, I actually think the best game so far of either postseason, NBA or NHL, was last night with the Panthers and the Lightning in Sunrise. What an unbelievable game with Sergei Bobrovsky and Andrei Vasilevsky both standing on their heads. The game goes to overtime and Florida wins it. So shout out to Ken, shout out to me if you bet the Florida Panthers. This was awesome. Carter Verhaeghe with the winner. Florida, Ken, has now won 11 consecutive playoff overtime games. The second longest streak in the history of the National Hockey League. Verhaeghe now has 5 playoff overtime game-winning goals, a third in NHL history behind only Maurice, Rocket Richard, and Joe Sakic, like pretty elite company that Carter Verhaeghe is in right now. And the Lightning have now lost 11 of their last 12 playoff overtime games. And think about their run of success, back-to-back cups, made the cup final the third year, lost to the Colorado Avalanche. So just like a really, really interesting game, great sporting event. So one to at least like give that its props here. If you have anything you want to say about it, we can move on to other stuff in a second.
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot yesterday on the show and going into the playoffs, but just kind of re-upped it yesterday with the idea that I think Florida is the most likely team to win. Now, it's worth noting, if you're really kind of, you don't have to be in the weeds, but we don't do a lot of hockey injuries on this show. Sam Bennett, who's the Panthers' second-line center, upper body injury, got hit in the hand with a puck, it looked like, during the game last night, and going to be out probably at least for the next couple games, but then after that, like, TBD. Not the most impactful player, but look, you don't want to be losing second-line center at this point in the postseason. Maybe they can get through the Tampa series without him, and then he'll be hopefully available for the second round series, which will be against either Toronto or Boston. And tonight's game between those two teams will have a lot to say about who that is. But look, I mean, for Vasilevsky to do what he did, where he was incredible, and which he's done before in the playoffs, one of the great postseason goalies ever. and for the Panthers to still win. Look, I mean, it's just the Nuggets and Panthers have more in common other than that I both bet them to win their respective championships. They have like just these like cliche words that come to, like, they have this grit or determination or clutchness, everything you might hear on First Take this morning. They both teams like present with those exact characteristics. You read the Panthers overtime streak. Like, one of the great traits of Stanley Cup champions is a ton of familiarity and a ton of success in very close games, and it's measurable, and all of them have it. And spoiler alert, the Panthers have it too. And other teams have it too in the postseason. It doesn't just have to be the Panthers, but you can see why, maybe like one of the 20 reasons why I'd like them. And they showed it again last night, so that was great. Verhaeghe's going to be really interesting because I did not like him to win the Conn Smythe. I said that yesterday. He scores the winner and Bennett gets hurt. And it's like, do we have to add this player now? Like, what do we do where, and Bobrovsky plays great, but he makes the save of the postseason last night. And there have already been a couple kind of saves of the postseason. Thatcher Demko had a great one in game one before he got hurt. So really interesting game, but yeah, just, it's so, just when you're invested in these teams over the long haul for the season, and fans of the teams will obviously be the same way, but bettors, you know, if you bet futures markets, like, this is your squad, like, living and dying with these games, like, you have such an appreciation for both these teams. We had the Nuggets two nights ago, and we had the Panthers last night. Like, when they're up against it, like, you get their best, and like, what an awesome trait for two teams to have. One of the reasons I like them both.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, and it was a really, really obviously magnificent sporting event and great for us with the bets on the Florida Panthers. I will say, Verhaeghe scores a couple, even if like he doesn't have the best stats. Feels like if he scores a couple more like big goals, doesn't even have to be like playoff overtime winners, I think like this narrative is going to start that this is one of like the great clutch players like maybe sure. ever. Like we'll need a cup like to get him over the top. Right. Like he's never going to be thought of like sacking.
It's randomly like, clutch. Right. It's like a bizarre one, right? It's like, well, and to be fair, Tkachuk, I think, had three last postseason. So he has three of them, and he's like the better player. I think they're both great, but he's the better player, obviously, and he's the lower price player to win. Like, I think like Verhaeghe would have to like keep doing this and everyone else would have to kind of be whatever. I feel like if another player is still I don't know if Verhaeghe would like win the Conn Smythe with another like really good player playing well on the team. Bobrovsky continuing to do this as a two-time Vezina winner and making the saves he made last night. Tkachuk had another assist last night, scored the empty netter in game one. So like everyone's accumulating here. I'll be really interested like how the stat breakdown ends up for the Panthers. And we're only in round one. I mean, like the big games are yet to come. I mean, when, like, you watch the Rangers play and you watch Carolina play, and it's not for the whole game, but just like a monster awaits in the conference finals in like a big time matchup. If both teams are able, if the Panthers are even able to get there, like, you know, who's scoring those goals? Still, this is still kind of like the appetizer round for sure.
And if the Panthers are able to get past the Lightning, up 2-0 in that series, with the series shifting back to Amalie Arena. It's me showing off my knowledge of like esoteric hockey arenas in Tampa. If the Panthers are able to win the series, they would play the winner of Leafs-Bruins in the next round. The Leafs and Bruins game 3 coming up tonight from Toronto. Later this hour, it moved, coming up on all the playoff games tonight. Toronto-Boston, Dallas-Vegas, Edmonton and LA in the NHL, the Celtics in the Heat, OKC and New Orleans in the NBA. We will get to the Mavericks beating the Clippers last night, Minnesota just stifling the Phoenix Suns, and Indiana handing it to Milwaukee behind a great effort from Pascal Siakam, and more on the NHL in a little bit. But let's hit the J.J. McCarthy thing here, Ken, in the time that we have remaining in this segment.
Yeah, sure.
And then we can start next segment with the NBA, and we'll do more NFL draft. We have a whole segment allotted to it next hour, and I'm sure we'll drop it in throughout the show. What can you tell us, Ken, about what's happening with the third overall pick market and how people are betting Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy a little more than 24 hours out from the NFL draft?
Yeah, I mean, this started a couple hours ago, and it's trackable, right? Like, the more that you start being in like circles of information, however you want to describe it, this could just be like, you got texts from friends that you know that also bet, you're in DM chats, you're on Signal, you're on Telegram, you're on all this stuff. Like, you end up, the more that you share with other people, the more you end up being connected, and so you end up hearing stuff. And, you know, I think a pretty good amount of people probably heard a couple hours ago, like, started some rumbling, and I saw it in a couple places, and then I think you saw it in another place, that maybe McCarthy is a little more likely to go third to the Patriots than the market has right now. So the market's for one, well, the market for one is basically closed, Caleb Williams going one, and the market for two is definitely not closed, and it is interesting that it did not increase today. Jaden Daniels basically as big of a favorite to go second today as he was yesterday, and we're closer, and you would figure like the closer we get to the event, the more likely that outcome becomes. He's still a big favorite. His price actually at MGM on the screen slightly less than it was yesterday just to be the second overall pick. You know, you just kind of go, all right, like, that's kind of funny that that's, we're not done with that yet. And then the noticeable line movement in the market. So whether you're like, well, I didn't get the information, whether you get it or not, just look at front facing, look at the markets, look at how they're moving. The places that take the most and take rebets got slammed with J.J. McCarthy third money. And that took the form of Daniels not to go third and May not to go third, which were two markets you could bet at that particular sports book. There was no McCarthy third overall market at that book. And then they created one because they took it down. They got so many bets on the nose for
really
both.
Funny,
they're
right?
Like, let's take some bets. Let's open a McCarthy two-way yes-no. And the under on McCarthy's draft position, wherever you're betting, you've probably noticed that's moved a lot. That started here and started at a variety of locals where that started getting bet based on this information. Again, you hear he's going to go third, you're going to make two bets, right? You're going to bet him to go third. Maybe you bet under 5.5. Also, I bet under 5.5. Like, if any like media outlets would like a quote, be like, the number moved, like, who knows? I moved it like 18 cents. I don't really know anything. I can give you that quote if you want. So there's no secret mastermind sometimes behind this stuff. So yeah, it, you know, the market has moved in the last couple hours toward McCarthy going third, really making it just more of a toss-up than anything in the market. Not that it's actually a toss-up with the Patriots, with who they're going to pick. Are they going to pick Drake May? Are they going to pick J.J. McCarthy? Are they going to trade the pick? Those three options all seem viable.
And a little later in the show, like, if J.J. McCarthy does go third overall, what happens then? How can we profit off of it? We'll talk about it as we move along. NBA and NHL breakdown from last night as well. You Better You Bet on a Wednesday. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.